Imagine that you're a person trapped inside a circle of fire. This is exactly the situation that we're in with respect to samsara. We should immediately think, I must escape. I want to get out of this situation, this samsaric situation, which is like a circle of fire to me. Even my best friends and the things that I enjoy, they're part of the flames. They're part of the burning that goes on in samsara. All of it is unpleasant. All of it finally results in suffering. So it's a very powerful mind to meditate on. And then what comes is a clean mind, a joyful mind, a happy mind that knows it's going to leave behind all this trouble. What is that mind? It is called renunciation. It's a deep wish to leave behind the sufferings of samsara. Yes, I'm headed for liberation. Within that mind of renunciation, there is the determination to destroy our delusions, particularly our delusion of self-grasping ignorance. Renunciation knows that the source of all of our suffering is ignorance, grasping at the things we normally see. So when we develop renunciation, it's not the case of, oh, well, I'll leave samsara, but I'll leave my delusions alone, I'll leave them. No, you want to destroy your delusions. Yeah? Very beautiful mind, joyful mind. Renunciation is a joyful, happy mind. It is not a miserable mind. We have to look at the bad stuff in order to get to the good stuff. You know, we have to look at all the truth of our situation. Then we can think, oh, I don't want that. I want purity. I want liberation from samsara, permanent freedom from all suffering. That's what I want. I want to be like the foe destroyers, the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas. I want to be like my spiritual guide. I want to be like all these people who are completely free from suffering. That's what I want. That's where I'm headed. Anyway. So then, this is renunciation. This is the first of the two types of fear that we need to generate. The next kind of fear, we simply switch the object of our contemplations to all living beings. Having generated renunciation for ourselves, thinking I want to leave samsara completely, then we imagine, we remember our family and our friends, all living beings are in exactly the same situation that we are. Our loved ones, our children, parents, family, friends, they're all suffering like we are. And quickly, we generate a compassionate wish to free them all permanently from suffering. It's exactly the same as renunciation. The only difference is the object. We're now focused upon the people, other people, not ourselves, other people. How wonderful if all these people could be completely free from all suffering. The renunciation and compassion balanced. We have these two minds together, not one stronger than the other. If you have too much renunciation, a little bit of out of balance. If you have too much compassion, it's out of balance. You need the two minds together. I and all living beings. Is that what it says? Yeah. It says, I and all sentient beings, isn't it? Go for refuge. Myself and all living beings. When you recite the refuge prayer, you should imagine yourself as being the leader of the prayer. You're leading the prayers. And you're guiding all these other sentient beings towards the three jewels, towards refuge in the three jewels. Okay, I better move on a bit. So that's the first of the two causes of refuge. The second one is faith, generating deep faith in the holy beings, understanding they have complete power to help us if we reach out to them. Buddha is a being who a long time ago permanently left behind all suffering. He did this by following his own teacher, by following Buddha's teachings, his own Buddha, his own teacher, his own spiritual guide. He became a fully enlightened being. And then he came to our world, the human realm. He came here to turn the wheel of Dharma for us. So the Dharma, his teachings, are the method to liberate ourselves and all the pure followers, the pure practitioners, we call the Sangha. Whether it's an ordained Sangha or a Bodhisattva Sangha, people with pure intention following the teachings, we can rely upon for good advice when we need help in our spiritual progress. These three that we call the three jewels are the three gems. Why? Because they're so precious. And there is no other viable refuge, actually. Our friends and our family want to help us, but they cannot. They cannot even help themselves. Our bank manager wants to help us, but he or she cannot because they cannot even help themselves. Our doctor, our lawyer, you know, they can do a little bit. They can do some temporary assistance for us. but they cannot liberate us permanently from the sufferings of sickness, aging, death, and rebirth. They cannot do that. Who can do that? Only somebody who has done that. Who's done it? The Buddhas have done it. They've done it. So it's pretty obvious who we look to, isn't it? Understanding. Buddha, once upon a time, was just like us. Buddha was just like us at one stage, you know, exactly the same as we are, confused and suffering. But then he found the Dharma and followed the path and completely liberated it. Where is he now? He's here. He's here with us now. He's listening to my talk. He's listening to your responses. So we need to be careful because he's always listening. We worry about being under surveillance by the surveillance society, but just joking. But the Buddhas, they're always with us. They're always with us, you know. They're always available for us to turn to and to reach out for help. They will always help us. If we reach out for help to the enlightened beings, immediately we get help. The question is, are we turning to them? You know, I've been turning to them for a long time. I'm not getting any help. That's not true. That's not true. We get help from them all the time. So anyway, I have no time to do all this, but so you get the idea. We need to develop fear and faith, fear of the samsaric rebirth and so forth, compassion. Then we develop faith in the three jewels. Then we are ready to recite the prayer. I and all sentient beings, until we attain enlightenment, go for refuge to Buddha. So we're doing this until we attain enlightenment. We're setting our mind up now until I attain enlightenment. It's not just for this life. It's in all my future lives. I'm going to go to Buddha for refuge. Okay? That's my determination. That's my karma. I'm creating that potential now in my mind. In my future lives, I will seek out Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, go for refuge to them. Extremely powerful purification on its own, this. Power of reliance. We're relying upon the enlightened beings whom previously we disregarded, we disrespected. Then also sentient beings. All sentient beings, we created a lot of negativity towards, so now we generate bodhicitta on their behalf. What does that mean? It means being unable to bear the suffering of all living beings. When we look at their suffering, we find it unbearable. Out of love and compassion for them, we find it unbearable, and we generate the thought, I myself will take responsibility for liberating all living beings from suffering by becoming an enlightened being myself. I understand that the only beings who can really help other living beings fully are Buddhas. You know, we can help a little bit now temporarily, but only enlightened beings can help fully. Why? Because they have the inner light of wisdom, completely free from all mistaken appearances, and that bestows profound blessings. And it bestows blessings on each and every living being every day. Buddhas manifest as spiritual teachers and teachings and Dharma centers and Sangha and all these things for our benefit. I want to do that. Don't you? Yes. We all want to be able to benefit all living beings. And if you think deeply about how the best way is to help living beings, you'll understand the method is to help living beings switch on their own faith, switch on their own wisdom. Switch it on, turn it on. Come on, you've got some faith, you've got some wisdom. Helping them to click, you know, oh, yes, I can do this. Having confidence in themselves, giving them correct teachings whereby they can follow methods that are definitely going to liberate them. Follow correct paths, not wrong paths. Yeah? So this is the best way to help, isn't it? Giving teachings, giving blessings. So we motivate ourselves with this mind of bodhicitta to become an enlightened being.